Breakfast with Russell and Nadia on ABC Radio Perth and on the ABC Listen app.
Every family has a sort of secret recipe, I think, written down on a scrap of paper somewhere that's passed from one generation to the next, or it might just be stuck in someone's head.
Anne Poon is 84 years old and has hundreds of those recipes stored in her brain, but not on paper. So her grandson, Matt, asked her to film a series of videos with him so he could learn about Southern Chinese food. This is a great idea, which is his family history in Australia and China, and he wanted to know how food connects families through storytelling. Meggie Morris headed to their home in South Perth to spend the morning in Anne's kitchen.
So what are we making today, Ming Young?
Hui Jiao,
that's with the noodles. And a bit of topside beef.
Yeah. Anne Poon is teaching her grandson Matt and hundreds of thousands of strangers how to cook Chinese food.
How much garlic we use?
I did one clove.
One clove, cool.
From her home in Booragoon, where Matt films Anne cooking, she's become a bit of an internet sensation.
I'm quite surprised at the reactions and, I guess, feedback, I guess, because the videos are, well, I have a very high standard of what the video should look like. I sort of want it to look like a Nigella Lawson episode, but everyone seems to be really, when they watch it, they're really happy and they get great joy from watching it. Personally, for me, I'm a very bad cook, so I'm very privileged to have my grandma cook for me. And for the history, keeping the, you know, so when my kids get older, they have a record of their great-grandma cooking for them, and hopefully they can pass on some of her recipes to their kids later in life.
Anne emigrated to Australia from China when she was just 17 years old and had never before eaten British-style food.
Long time. No Chinese food. I have to try the sausage, try the English food, but Thai now.
It's a bit bland, isn't it?
Northern China, they have more spicy food, where the southern's more...
We don't like spicy one. We all like simple, you know, in China. Not really much meat.
But also, young. So I think northern China, they eat more noodle, and southern China, more rice?
We are more rice.
For Matt and Anne and many families like the Poons, handing down family recipes is about more than just learning ingredient lists and cooking methods. It's about connecting them to their home in Australia and their home in China through storytelling.
Even bin, you buy the industry.
With a typical cooking show where it's mainly just about the dish, with these videos I'm doing my grandma, it's more about the story. So when I show the kids the videos and I say, oh, this is what I was like to cook with my grandma, and the conversations that happen during the videos as well.
Stories like the time Matt's grandfather met the Queen while working on the Snowy Mountains hydro scheme.
That's a really hard cooking. Hard work.
Yeah, very hard work.
Yeah, really hard work. My husband working in the Snow Mountain, he got the Queen sound the piper for him.
Oh my God.
Or how the Poon family fed everyone at the Melbourne Olympic Games and started Australia's biggest catering company.
So even when my grandpa used to run the Poon Brothers catering, like, I asked him, oh, you know, being the boss, did you not do much? He's like, no, I was in the kitchen, hands on, and, you know, he would peel many, 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 many bags of potatoes. I can't remember what the number was, must have been the thousands or something like that, you know, and to feed all those hungry miners, you know, so a lot of effort involved.
Anne's cooking up some beef and noodles, but you wouldn't know she's never looked at a recipe book in her life.
Sesame oil or sea oil?
In China, they're not writing the recipe for the daughter generation. That you watch the mother cooking, you learn. The mother not want to write recipe for you.
So you have to watch your mum closely and just put it back in your brain.
You're watching. You have to keep trying cooking. You'll first time not right, you'll try more, you'll eventually, you'll good.
These beef and veggie noodles might not be Matt's number one meal. That's dumpling soup. But he's not complaining.
When I was young, I didn't understand how lucky I was to have my grandma cook for me. And it's only been sort of in the last, you know, 10, 15 years where I understand where, you know, I've been so fortunate to have that. I recently came back from a trip to Singapore and saw my in-laws, and they're like, Matthew, you know, you're so lucky. She cooked you restaurant meals, not just, you know, one dish. She cooked the whole, you know, the whole shebang. So, yeah, it's when other people sort of compliment that, it makes you realise how lucky you are.
And for Anne, her favourites will always be whatever her children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren request.
Yeah, favourite. I always ask the children what they like.
Beautiful. Isn't that just beautiful? That's Anne Poon ending that report from Maggie Morris. Thank you so much for organising that. So nice to be taken into Anne's kitchen this morning.
Be nice to spend the morning with her in her kitchen.
Mm.